even in the ice apocalypse 2026, we got things to look forward to. See, in fact, just yesterday, there's a scientist that says he has found this past weekend the exact location of heaven.
Oh!
Yes! It is 200, according to him, 273 billion trillion miles away.
Ooh!
So
it's not a day trip. You're going to need some snacks.
Thought that walk from the downtown hotel was far there.
But I bet there's a Buc-ee's on the way.
Thought Belinda Carlisle said it was a place on Earth.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Well, we better start our walk now because things could be worse. No matter the condition our conditions are in, things can always be tougher. In fact, now we're to the stage of our winter storm where they're just making stuff up. We've encountered this before with the Dippin' Dots and other such things. After a while, they just lose descriptors on what's going on. And it is a real thing, a freezing fog advisory that is currently in effect. It's air so cold that the air just freezes right in front of your face. And more is likely to glaze over your car windshields, or at the very least, make that black ice a situation out there. So that's what we're dealing with this morning. And this freezing fog advisory, it's been going all overnight, and they'll keep it till about 11 a.m. And right now, they say, is the worst time for the freezing fog.
Oh, perfect commute time, worst freezing fog time. I don't like crispy air.
No.
I like it moist.
So they say, you know, avoid travel if all possible this morning. But with a high of around 43, we should make some major headway as far as the thawing out. I wonder if I could claim with my insurance adjuster, freezing fog's the thing that got me. I think that's probably going to fly.
It's.
Just get a horn.
So you remember the good old days when you would just line up in group A, B, or C for Southwest, say a few Hail Marys that you'd find a good spot, and know you were saving money. Well, that's all over. Pre-assigned seating kicking off yesterday. You noticed it may have been the worst travel day of the entire year. They said the best option is to use the 24-hour check-in window for upgrades, standby options, redeem points for extra legroom, monitor the app. A premium seat will cost you an extra $14 to $49 per flight. Legroom, much more, $29 to $99. So, knees in the chin, bucko. That's where we're going with this.
Might slow Ted Cruz from leaving town, though, you know.
He's got places to go.
Oh, and he's got a lot of fans out there, too.
Good
I better
morning,
be
barbecue.
Careful. Things could be worse. Well, one last salvo of 2025. A new poll asked Americans, hey, that's us, to rank last year, 2025, on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, no.
And it got pretty much right in the middle, a 5.3, which is largely just a meh, eh, eh. That's coming off a 2024 that had a better rating in the same type of poll, a 6.1. So we got things to look forward to. Like February, things could be worse. Yeah.
Twin Hospitality Group spent some quality time at the U.S. bankruptcy court this week, filing Chapter 11 for restructuring. The company is based out of Dallas, owns Twin Peaks and Smoky Bones restaurants, or whatever you want to call them, bars, sports bars.
Sure.
But do not worry. They plan to continue operations, pay their staff, and have a value-maximizing plan. Twin Peaks alone has 114 locations.
Man.
Now, is this where we talk about how they exist because of their good wings?
I'm not surprised by this. I mean, why would you have a restaurant about mountains in Texas? There are no mountains.
No,
It's totally off-brand. Totally off-brand. Things could be worse if on Amazon you bought yourself a bunch of decaf McCafe brand Keurig pods. There's a recall of about 960 cartons of 84-count McCafe premium roast decaf coffee K-cup pods. That's about 81,000 individual pods. Yeah, the recall was issued yesterday because it's decaf, but these contain caffeine. And they say that could be a big problem, obviously, on the health side of things, could cause health consequences. Or, you know, if you're really, really bored with your family stuck in there and you just want to see what happens when grandma gets all worked up there, just give her one. Things could be worse.
Try that first.
Free entertainment.
85 seconds. That's how long the doomsday clock is giving us.
Oh.
Until complete self-destruction.
Yay!
Now, the doomsday spokesperson, because what clock does not have a spokesperson, KB, warns of dire circumstances if we don't get our business together. Due to global conflicts and escalating threats, they say that urgent action is needed to prevent a disaster. And we have absolutely no control over this.
This is that think tank, right? The doomsday clock. So they just move it back and forth.
Yeah. Like and now it's at 85 seconds.
Until annihilation.
Yes.
Oh. All right. One, two, three. Well, we're almost done. So there you go. That's
soon,
all right.
But not
we
now.
Got more here. Things could be worse, though. You could be playing for the Super Bowl and trying to figure out where the heck you should practice because of unseen harm. The Patriots and the Seahawks will not be practicing at the nearby, right next to the stadium, in San Francisco 49ers practice facility because they are afraid of the electromagnetic forces from a nearby substation.
All these injuries and everything.
Well, Patriots are going to be at Stanford. Seahawks are going to go down to San Jose State. Even though right there in the Bay Area, 49ers state-of-the-art practice facility. And this is all due, and it's nothing but a theory, centers around the electrical substation that's right next to it. And it suggests this theory that prolonged exposure to electromagnetic and electromotive forces, EMF, could be contributing to injuries. And the 49ers, since they started using this practice facility, the most injured team in the National Football League. And they've still done better than the Dallas Cowboys.
Congratulations.
And then finally, things could be worse, but if they are, fear not, there will be a place to show it off. A pop-up museum called the Museum of Personal Failure just opened up in Vancouver, Canada. Featured items include a dead plant, a divorced woman's wedding dress, and a whole wall of rejected job applications. So, opening and there for hopefully more than just a limited time, the Museum of Personal Failure. Finally, a place where our show might actually be appreciated.
It's KB and Heather Lee.